perfectly tuned to your day. Washington's classical station, WGMS.
Thank you for tuning in. Please stand by now for an important announcement from WGMS. That very mournful sound is not usually heard on WGMS, but it is quite fitting for this occasion. This is the final chorus of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, with tears of grief. It perfectly represents the sentiments of all of us here at WGMS as I announce that these are the final moments of WGMS's 60-year history. In a few minutes, we'll make way for a new format on this frequency. This is Jim Allison. I've had the privilege of serving as program director of this incredible station for over a decade. I've worked with some of radio's finest on-air talents. Dennis Owens, Renee Chaney, John Chester, James Bartel, Diana Hollander, Chip Brienza, Bob Davis, Paul Hume, Art Gleiner, Bill Day, Scott Thurene, Jerry Edwards, Jim Russ, Hillary Howard, and many equally talented people who work behind the scenes, led by our general manager, Joel Oxley. Together with our loyal audience, we've made WGMS the number one rated classical station in the United States, a title which WGMS proudly holds to this very day. It is indeed with tears of grief that we leave the Washington airwaves. But as with so many things in life, there's more to the story. I'm very pleased to announce that the classical music tradition will continue to live on in Washington. Starting this evening at 8, public radio WETA will begin playing classical music around the clock at 90.9 FM. WGMS has donated its entire library of tens of thousands of CDs to WETA. In addition, I will be working directly with WETA's general manager, Dan Devaney, and the WETA staff to integrate the success of WGMS into WETA's non-commercial format. This partnership between WGMS and WETA is great news for every classical listener and every arts organization in Washington. WETA and public radio have a long tradition of serving the classical audience, and 90.9 is the strongest radio signal in Washington. As we continue to develop the station in the upcoming weeks, I look forward to your feedback and your support. And now, as we sign off WGMS, I ask you to change your radio presets to 90.9 WETA, Washington's classical station.
Change is difficult. Change is hard. Change is tough. However, when you look back, change is always good. And the possibilities are endless. Washington Radio is about to change. Introducing George 104. 70s, 80s, and whatever we want. And you can expect a whole lot of whatever we want. You know, a lot of Washington radio stations talk about a huge music library. Well, at George 104, we actually play ours. It's the brand new George 104. I mean, why not? The most famous George in America lived here. There's a lot of famous Georges.
George!
George.
There would be George Harrison.
You'll never know how much I really love you.
The musical genius of George Gershwin. Actors George C. Scott.
Americans love a winner.
And George Clooney.
George Clooney, ladies and gentlemen.
Star Trek's George Takei.
My name is George Takei, not Takei.
Name six ways we're better than chickens.
Comedian George Carlin.
See, nobody can do it.
George Bailey.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes?
George!
Everywhere you looked, there was a new George.
Mr. George Hamilton!
There was George Lucas, George Allen, George Burns.
George M. Cohan.
George Michael, George Lopez.
George was everywhere.
Meet George Jetson.
In cartoons.
George, George, George of the jungle. Thank you, you and me.
And who could forget?
My name is George.
Costanza.
I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
There have been good Georges.
When you fight George Foreman, you're fighting a good manager, a good trainer, and a fighter.
And bad Georges.
And I was bad to the bone.
And perhaps the most famous George of all, one of the founding fathers of our country, George Washington.
Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money.
So what better place to give birth to a new station for Washington than right here? George 104 will be all about the music.
Sweet dreams are made of
with all the music we're going to play, the possibilities are endless. One minute you'll flash back to high school, the next you'll be in college, then you're back to chasing your kids. It's a new day in Washington radio. Let the adventure begin. Ladies and gentlemen, members of Congress, this is the new George 104. 70s, 80s, and whatever we want. And now, kicking off 104 straight days of commercial-free music. The brand new George 104.